The transfer center will be requesting a transfer services program coordinator to increase our transfer rate. Among these six programs that you proposed, they're all referring students to transfer center. And the number of students, we want to increase those students who are going to transfer to four-year universities. Right now, based on the information we have, in 2014, spring 2014, we had 48% of our students have transfer goal. And in fall 2014, it was 57. Based on the number we gather at the transfer center, with the number of students actually came in through the orientation, and they had, in fall 2014, we have 898 students. Freshmen comes through the orientation, and among those, 54% of them are saying that we are transferring, we have a transfer goal. But when we are looking at the numbers, how many of them are here since last fall, is only 63%. When you're looking at it, it looks good. The 60% of our students coming through, they're still here and they're taking transfer goals. But we don't know what they're doing and how they're doing and how they're accomplishing their goals and where are they with their taking classes. By looking at the numbers, only for transfer data, we are looking at, there's a big jump, especially for ADT programs. We started with three programs, now we have 22 programs. At the very first semester, we had only three students who applied for ADT. Now we have about 171 as of last fall, spring 2015, 171 students filed ADT programs. And for coming right now, I'm reviewing fall for spring, in fall semester, transferring in spring semester, and the number has increased also. Last year, we had about 12 students. Now I have 40. And this is indicating that students are transferring mid-year as well. But that's increased the number of, this is increasing their workload. We are also looking at the number of TAG students used to the transfer admission guarantee to UC system. That last year has been decreased. But that was because the standard as UC system has changed. They increased the requirements. They asked the students to have higher GPA or have higher GPA among cluster of courses or for prep courses. And that was pulling students back for being qualified. But this year, we did a lot of effort recruiting students for to start beginning of summer to help them and collaborate with Learning Center, with ESSO grant for A2B program to make sure that the students are going to complete UC TAG. With all of the efforts we put in, we are realizing that still the number of students who are qualified for TAG is still low. I reviewed 103 applications for TAG, but at the end we have only 60 students who we determine that they are qualified. And we haven't heard from the UC yet to see if among those 60 they are actually accepted or not. But we have a student's interest to transfer. We know from the day one, but we want them to get ready and keep up with the changes that's coming up at CSU and UCs. This is the data we call is from UC system. And again, from 2014 to 2015, the number of applicants still the same, 104 students. But we still don't know how many students they actually admitted and how many of them enrolled for fall 15. But as you see, it goes up, but it still is not as much as we want to be. The number of CSU transfer, based on their sister data that we collected, they collected from actually enrolled, is growing up. And that shows that our students are interested. And this is where we want to be. We want to meet the benchmark for ASCCJC to increase the number to actually for UC to 250, for all transfer to 250. And right now, the students, I'm working with the students, they are doing everything they can from day one to now, they're ready to transfer. But again, the reality is that there are many changes at CSU and UCs, and it's very, very crucial for us to bring the information to them, make them ready from day one. From right now, students who are coming in, they're going through orientation, they get some information, they go through initial counseling, they may come up for follow-up. But still, there are changes that they may not be aware, and indeed this is what we want to do to make sure that we have information available to students. As they're changing at their campuses, students will be aware and adjust to those changes and to be more transfer ready as they are going along. And many of these campuses, CSUs and UCs, they are changing. But again, as I mentioned, they require higher GPA. CSUs, they are very impacted, and they are not even accepting the students from out of their service area. Students who want to go to Southern California, they really need to fight for their status in that campus and for admission to the campuses in Southern California. For example, they want to have 3.78. This is high. And UC system, they are making, they're accepting the students two out of the enrollment is they're taking two high school and one transfer students. That is also putting our transfer students back, but to be more competitive to get into their UC system as well. And the cost is another factor. That may, they may be academically ready, but the cost is not. And this is, we want to collaborate with our support services on campus and inform students what the resources is and how they can come to be ready. Okay. Again, what we need to close this gap, make our students more savvy. And one of the things that we want to do, as I mentioned, we want to have them at the beginning develop a case management with the students and create a cohort of the year they entered the campus. And within that cohort, divide them by major and help them to go through the process and providing them workshops and dedicated to that program. And definitely work with faculty and, again, creating more opportunities for students to be more competitive when they go to a four-year university, like concurrent enrollment or more agreement with private and out of state. Right now we have program supervisor and counselor who is also divided with other program and 10 hours of support. And these are the duties we have is administrative work, meeting with the students, reviewing application and petitions. It's a lot of work to do, but we need to, the program services coordinator will help with all of many of those activities we have and also coordinating with case management. Going to go faster, good. And again, we want to meet with our college goal to increase the retention and transfer rate. And this person is going to help us with case management, coordinating the events, and providing information and being in different places. I cannot be in different places at a time. I cannot be helping the students and be also in the in our campus community helping students and being in the classrooms. And this person will be helping us to do that. And again, this is our plan. To increase the rate.
Questions?
Questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
So Raya, we have programs at Kenyatta, like A to B and SO, who have staffing PSCs, retention specialists, whose job it is to also focus on transfer. How will that position, will they be working with the other programs that are covered
this
the same type of programming?
This is going to be specifically for transfer center right now. As you know, we work with A2B and SO grant during summer, but it's going to be we also need to focus on also the, it was a focus of their work and assignment also was to meet the requirements for the grant. And the focus of, and again, there are many of them are the same and collaborating the same, and we can still continue working together, but the grant, the A2B or Coles Academy that we had, it was serving only 50 to 60 students. I'm talking about any transfer students coming through the door in fall or in the spring.
Will they be able to work together? Mm-hmm. Because like for ESSO, there's no limitations. There isn't a certain population. Mm-hmm. But we have staffing. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, we can. We still
because
can.
Because we're all doing, you know, similar. I know with A2B, they have a cohort model too. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that they can all work together.
Mm-hmm. They do. They definitely, we still need to work. It's not just, when I'm saying transfer center, we need to bring information.
No, I know the business.
Yeah. It's still been working with everybody on this campus. I'm, when I'm free my time, then the person is going to help the transfer day. Like yesterday, we had about 56 colleges were here. Then my time will be free to work with faculty and helping to see what they need and what we need to do, helping and informing everybody of what the university wants when they're in the class. They also inform students. Make the word, spread the word out, even throughout the campus.
Thank you.